From Glamour and How Stuff Works, this is Broken Hearts.
Listen and follow on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you listen to podcasts. All episodes of Broken Hearts are now available. So binge the entire season.
Donald J. Trump is calling for a total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States.
Wouldn't you love to see one of these NFL owners, when somebody disrespects our flag, to say, get that son of a bitch off the field right now, out, he's fired. He's fired!
Trump, please step up to the congregation.
Yes, you are
Trump. When Mexico sends its people, they're not sending their best. They're bringing drugs, they're bringing crime, they're rapists.
He's a jackass.
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, October 3rd, goes to our celebrity in chief, Donald J. Trump. I have a today intro created by Taylor Hayes. Dropping the clues bombs for Taylor Hayes. Okay. Now, yesterday, Donald Trump was doing stand-up comedy before a crowd in South Hazen, Mississippi, and he decided to do an impersonation of Christine Ford, who testified before the Judiciary Committee about her allegation that Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh sexually assaulted her. Let's flash back to what Dr. Ford had to say.
I drank one beer. Brett and Mark were visibly drunk. Early in the evening, I went up a very narrow set of stairs leading from the living room to a second floor to use the restroom. When I got to the top of the stairs, I was pushed from behind into a bedroom across from the bathroom. Brett and Mark came into the bedroom and locked the door behind them. I was pushed onto the bed and Brett got on top of me. He began running his hands over my body and grinding into me.
Now, here's our celebrity in chief, Mr. Dope 45 himself, working on new jokes, doing his impersonation of Christine Ford's testimony.
I had one beer. Well, do you think it was? Nope, it was one beer. How did you get home? I don't remember. How'd you get there? I don't remember. Where is the place? I don't remember. How many years ago was it? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. What neighborhood was it in? I don't know. Where's the house? I don't know. Upstairs, downstairs, where was it? I don't know. But I had one beer. That's the only thing I remember. And a man's life is in tatters. They destroy people. They want to destroy people. These are really evil people.
Now, I'm not the highest grade of weed. And Donald Trump doesn't believe Christine Ford. In fact, if I put all my money on that, it wouldn't be a gamble. It would be a very safe investment. All right? He doesn't believe her. If you don't believe her, just say you don't believe her. Okay? You shouldn't mock her because you don't know if she's telling the truth or not. Mm-hmm. So if you don't know if she's telling the truth, relax. Because you could be clowning the victim. Okay? Now, that's not all Donald Trump said this week. Yesterday, Donald Trump and his son both said that because of Kavanaugh's allegations, that it's a very scary time for young men in America. Let's go to CNN to hear what our celebrity in chief had to say.
It's a very scary time for young men in America when you can be guilty of something that you may not be guilty of. What's happening here has much more to do than even the appointment of a Supreme Court justice. You could be somebody that was perfect your entire life, and somebody could accuse you of something, and you're automatically guilty.
Let's unpack this, as my therapist would say. My name is Leonard McKelvey, a.k.a. Charlemagne the God. I am a person who's experienced false rape allegations firsthand. So I tend to agree with Donald Trump when he says it's a very scary situation when you're where you're guilty until proven innocent. And that is a very difficult standard, especially when you can be innocent in a court of law but still get taken to trial in the court of public opinion. And the court of public opinion loves to play judge, jury, and executioner. Okay, I agree with Trump on that. The problem is it's Donald Trump saying it. Okay, Donald Trump has had at least 15 women accuse him of misbehavior ranging from sexual harassment and sexual assault to lewd behavior around women. So what he's saying is true. But here's the thing, Donald. Welcome to a black man's world, okay? White men in America are dealing with what black people, especially black men in America, have been dealing with forever. Now, I don't know if Dr. Ford is lying. I'm just going off the fact that Donald Trump clearly thinks she's lying. And I need Donald Trump to know that false allegations from white people, white women, have cost black men their livelihoods, their freedom, and in extreme cases, their lives since the beginning of time. Since we've been here. Okay, R.I.P. Emmett Till. So sorry, Kavanaugh, if I don't feel sympathy for you. Once again, welcome to a black man's world. Now, Trump is right when he says this.
You could be somebody that was perfect your entire life, and somebody could accuse you of something, and you're automatically guilty.
That's right. You could be perfect your whole life, and someone could accuse you of something, He could be automatically guilty. He even said it doesn't have to be a woman. You know, well, Donald Trump, now you know how the Central Park Five feels. Okay, remember them, the five young men who were wrongly convicted for the assault and rape of a jogger in Central Park in 1989? There were no witnesses, victim had no memory of it, DNA evidence wasn't presented at the trial, and the five young men were convicted on their confessions, which were forced out of them by detectives. Then, in 2002, another man, a convicted rapist and murderer, confessed to the assault in Central Park, and his DNA did match semen that was found on the victim, and no DNA evidence had been found to tie any of the Central Park Five to the crime. Trump, do you remember them? They were exonerated, and New York paid them a $41 million settlement. But Trump, that didn't stop you from falsely accusing them.
Buying an ad.
Yeah, you even involved just calling, among other things, for the death penalty. Now, with all the evidence that shows the Central Park Five was innocent, Donald Trump right now to this day still feels that they are guilty. Nobody remembers when Raymond Santana Jr. Drop on the clues bombs for Raymond Santana Jr. Nobody remembers when he tweeted, I don't remember if it was this year or last year, but he tweeted, "What more do we have to prove? I'm tired of proving our innocence. I don't care what this a-hole thinks." And he added Donald Trump and put hashtag Central Park 5. So, Donald, I'm glad that you feel it's a very scary time for young white men in America. But that's how black men have felt since we stepped off the slave ships. Now that you know how the Central Park 5 feels, can they get an apology? Is that too much to ask? Yeah, that won't happen. Please give the celebrity in chief, Donald J. Trump, the biggest hee-haw.
All right.
And let's be clear, we don't want to discourage women who really have had situations and have been sexually assaulted, not want to come forward because they get crucified before the whole thing is even over with and mocked.
Peace to the planet. Charlamagne the God here, and today's Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey and call my friend Michael if you've been hurt in a construction accident. 212-962-1020. That's 212-962-1020. Don't be a donkey. Reach out and touch Michael right now.